A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 4. Your concepts of everything are strictly related to what you have learned and experienced in this particular reality. And this particular reality is nothing more than a petri dish, as all pseudo-realities are. Its one and only purpose is to grow more of a source energy. How exactly this happens is rather deceptive, because nothing is as it seems. More on this reality later on. Now let's go back to before the beginning of all of this. Before the beginning was before time and after time. It was when time stood still. This happens naturally between creation cycles, and it will happen again. Before the beginning of all you know and all you experience was stillness. It wasn't measured, but according to our estimations and calculations, God was dormant and its energy was in potential only. This probably lasted for hundreds of millions of years. This is in specific reference to the last dormant period, which followed a more primitive creation cycle. In the most recently passed creation cycle, God focused on creating canisters or envelopes for itself that involved movement. Singular-celled creations had been the focus two creation cycles ago. So this time, the creations were things that moved. God simply asked questions based on thought, and new forms were brought into existence, always with the intent for them to sustain themselves through reproduction. Very crude pieces of dirt could be moved by wind. An entire planet could be moved by gravitational pull. Heat causes movement, so a series of suns were created. Water is something that moves. Water, heat, and oxygen set the stage for countless plant and primitive animal life that would be able to reproduce and sustain themselves.